USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Steve Bannon, who was a key associate of former President Donald Trump and an influential figure on the American right, was convicted on Friday of contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the committee investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol. A jury found Bannon, 68, guilty of two misdemeanor counts for refusing to provide testimony or documents to the House of Representatives Select Committee. He's looking at 30 days to a year behind bars for each count and a fine of $100,000 to $100,000. He'll be sentenced in October.
We may have lost a battle here today, but we're not going to lose this war.
Independent truckers protesting California's new gig worker law blockaded California's third busiest seaport for the third straight day on Friday, delaying shipments at the state's top agricultural export hub and adding to U.S. supply chain headaches. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care. Especially now, with inflation the way it is, people are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The House Judiciary Committee is working on legislation to ban certain assault-style rifles. Democratic Chairman Jerry Nadler challenges Republicans to support the measure in light of recent mass shootings. This is Senator Dick Durbin.
There is no reason for a person to own a military assault weapon. It has no value for hunting or sports or even self-defense. It is a killing machine. And when I ask how many AR-15s there are in the United States, I can't get a good number.
Making his first public appearance following the House subcommittee's hearing on the January 6th attack Thursday, Senator Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri, took to the stage at the Turning Point USA Summit in Tampa Friday night. While not addressing the footage or the actions of the rioters inside the Capitol, he focused his speech on the battle for free, fair, and secure elections.
Liberals out there in the liberal media, just in case you haven't gotten the message yet, I do not regret it, and I am not backing down.
This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to mypillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at My Pillow. mypillow.com/USA.
A man in his 90s was sentenced to life in prison this week in Texas on an arson conviction. Prosecutors say 91-year-old Kermit Gable is a career criminal with a rap sheet going back decades. But at his sentencing hearing, defense attorney Kurt Knoll said his client was offered a 2-year plea deal before the case went to trial.
Statement of the life sentence. They have never in my 37 years when life was available asked for anything less.
A Michigan school shooter remains in big boy jail. Here's Tim Berg with more.
Ethan Crumbly, the accused Michigan school shooter, will remain behind bars in adult jail. Crumbly was in court Friday for his monthly hearing on if he can be moved to a children's juvenile center. The judge in Pontiac, Michigan, denied that request. Crumbly is accused of killing 4 students and injuring 7 others at Oxford High School in November of last year when he was 15 years old. His trial is set to begin in January.
We have an update on the grisly attack in New York City. Here's Lance Pry with more.
3 men were cleared Friday of one of the most horrific crimes in New York history. It happened in November 1995. Harry Kaufman was selling subway tokens during an overnight overtime shift when he was sprayed with gasoline and set on fire in the toll booth. He died 2 weeks later. A judge dismissed the convictions of Vincent Ellerby, James Irons, and Thomas Malik. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.